I pledge allegiance.
Are you ready?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. I use Mark's flag behind him.
I know. I forgot.
Anybody notices that?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, roll call, please.
Andy Cota.
Here.
You got it.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino. Heather Buten.
Here.
All righty. And we have one vacancy who I did mention to the new secretary to the mayor and requested that she nudge him along to ask a tax board member to pick somebody there to come on. So we'll have to see if maybe it's on the agenda with the alderman.
Yeah, I didn't get an agenda for Thursday yet. I'll take a look when I get it, hopefully.
Right. Hopefully.
Did they replace Drew? Did they get a replacement for him?
Yeah, he's been working for a week all the time already, Walt Mayhew.
Oh, okay. Oh, Walter Mayhew, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Supposedly, we set the salary at the Board of Aldermen meeting, and we haven't done it yet, but he started a week ago. So we'll see.
Okay. All right, let's see. Looks like we're on to the election of the chair.
I'll make a motion to elect our fine leader that we have now, Mr. Andy Cota.
And I will second that.
Oh, boy. Is there any discussion?
No, no other nominations either.
No further nominations come before the board, the commission. No further. Then we'll have the vote. I guess it's,
I move the favor be closed, and the secretary cast one ballot for Andrew Cota.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're back to square one then. Okay, Karen, I don't know if you had sent out the minutes, but I must have missed them.
I didn't get them out yet.
Okay. We'll pass on the minutes until the next meeting. That way there we can move on to the public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak? I don't see anybody in there, but I'll ask again. Anybody from the public would like to speak? If not, we'll close the public portion. Correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Dennis?
No, we do not.
Okay. All right. Director's reports. We're right down to you already.
Okay. All right. So I'll start tonight with an update pertaining to youth basketball. After a couple of years of no program, we're trying to reignite our program. This is what I could tell you is our program looks like a program that we didn't run for 2 years. We had a hard time recruiting coaches. I'm basically running practices for our third and fourth and fifth and sixth grade groups, me, myself. I do have some help from some parents, but they're not really strong basketball people. So that is a challenge. The kids, our numbers are not great to begin with. And not to say anything negative about the kids, but you can tell that, these kids missed out on some playing basketball a bit. Okay. When you're 9 and 10 years old, 11 years old, and you miss out playing basketball for a couple of years, it hurts. And it sure does. Yeah. You could see it. However, we will stay the course. We're not able to play games yet. Our kids don't dribble well enough yet. But we will. And, we'll finish it out. One of my problems is I'm going to be having shoulder surgery again soon. So that could put a dent in my abilities to work with them like I'd like to. But I don't have a date yet. So maybe we'll get through most of the program before that happens.
Good luck. How about high school kids helping us out or anything. There's nothing that we'll, you could reach out to her.
Yeah, you never did. Don't think so, Ron. You know, no. I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you something. 20 years ago, when we had maybe six teams in an age group, right? And we needed 20 coaches, we had 30.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Same with everything.
Yeah. Listen, you know, it's just not happening. When the new athletic director had a meet and greet parents, coaches in what was it, late August, early September this past year. I don't know, was there four, five, six parents there that night?
Yeah.
It's a huge problem, but it's, I don't know how to explain it, but that's the way it is right now. They're not out there. If they're the ones that are out there aren't showing up so far, but that's one of our issues. And, you know, we'll have continue to work around it as best we could. We continue discussions about youth football. We believe we have some pretty good ideas. We're not going to share the ideas yet because we haven't shared them with everybody that the ideas are about. So we're going to move forward with that. And we'll be reporting to you guys monthly with some recommendations from our committee. Little League is going to register for their program at the Payton Fieldhouse. I didn't write down the exact dates. It's a couple Saturdays. I think, I don't know. I didn't write the dates down. Coming up, they're gonna register out of the great room at the Payton Fieldhouse, which is a good place to do that.
Yeah.
The community center is continues to do very steady, strong business. Our revenue is as good as it's ever been. Our one-on-one swim lessons are extremely popular, and we rent out the basketball court. And we're giving the city money at a decent rate because of those two areas of sports involvement, I'll call it. I got contacted by a state rugby program looking for fields. I spoke with the gentleman at length. We're going to talk again. It's a long shot as to whether they'll be interested in coming to Derby, but we will continue discussions. Of course, the initial interest is in Ryan Field, of course. The price tag was a bit of an eye opener, but he was also told that, listen, you know what? You want to go see our people, you know, our board of aldermen and ask for a modification by all means. Don't be afraid to do that. Mm. In the event it gets that far. One problem we're having at the Payton Fieldhouse, and I don't recall if we talked about this last week, our camera system is disabled. We are getting prices from different vendors for, I don't know what you call it, a system that gets, you know, so that we get to see, to watch the cameras. I'm losing words right now.
We don't have
them. Well, right now it's disabled. Well, this is the point I'm going to make. The prices are extremely expensive.
Okay.
So I mean, certainly we do not have that money right now, for sure. I talked to Andrew Backlick about it before he resigned. And the thought was that we have other places that use security systems and whether we could regroup with other buildings. And other entities in order to, you know, find a better price and group with other areas. we don't do that. And maybe we could. I'm not sure if we could. But
what is that? That system's 2 years old? The one we have?
So. I guess so.
Well, it's out of warranty, huh?
Yes, that's what it is. It's out of warranty, and we do not have a contract.
Okay.
Yeah, so we need a contract, and the prices are exorbitant. So we'll keep working on it, and hopefully, I mean, listen, it's something we need for sure. But if we can get involved with other, like the, I don't know what they use at the high school yet. I don't know what they use at the middle school.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to do what we can to get a contract after we get this thing fixed, because that saves the day later on.
Yeah. It's just that the numbers are it's very expensive so far. Okay. Thousands, you know, like $6,000 to $12,000 a year. Okay. And
but to manage the system?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. I don't have anything else to report.
Okay. Okay, so we don't have the high school athletic director here. So is there any new or other business that needs to be brought before the board? Except for the, we have it there for the budget discussion. But because you don't have a mandate yet from the tax board or anybody, mayor's office or wherever they would request it, we could put that on the back burner for now. But of course, you'll be alert to the facts that we're going to be needing these things, especially now in light of the fact that we're starting to look at these high prices, even for a camera system.
I would throw that into the budget, all right,
Well, I would think that's the kind of stuff we have to do.
Yeah,
for what we have up there, that's a number one priority, you know.
I would think that any contracts that we have or have had, we need to review them prior to this, prior to us putting together the budget. And the ones that have run out, I think we need to reestablish or at least request a reestablishment of these contracts, because without the contracts, it gets pretty expensive to get these kind of repairs that we're looking for. And that's that, especially in mechanicals, Dennis, we want to see what there is still remaining on any contracts that are there. And if we are lacking them, we're going to want to know that before we formulate our budget. So, I mean, it's good that this is on tonight's agenda, because it gives us a chance to look at those things that we need to reach out for. So it may take a little time.
Where else do we have camera systems? We have it at City Hall, the old City Hall down there.
The Board of Ed has a camera system here. They do.
But how about we're not using any at any parks or anything, any place, right?
No other parks and rec areas. I don't know what Derby City Hall does.
I don't think they have anything.
They probably don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Now you have an alarm system up at Payden though, and that's still working. Everything's good with that, right?
I think so.
Okay. Those are the things we're going to have to make sure that we shore that up to make sure that we have all this stuff in place.
Yeah, I definitely got to ask for those things and put them in, because if something happens down the road,
right,
somebody else refuses us, it's always good to point at us if we never asked. You know,
yeah, so that's right. Yeah. So, I mean, I know that. So it is a good thing that we're discussing this tonight, because those will be very important when we're putting together the portion of the budget, especially for Payden Field, which we're, even though it's been a couple of years now, we're not really familiar with everything that works there. So,
So we have a contract with Frontier for a computer system, and that's $6,200 a year. So when you group these things together, it's going to be a pretty hefty price tag.
Yep, we recognize that. I think we knew that from the beginning, though, that it's not going to be cheap to operate that. Now you run parallel budgets, though, right? It's almost like a second budget preparation for Peyton Field versus the rest of the Parks and Recs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now you don't have a committee yet for that though, do you? To assist you?
No, we could do that.
Oh darn it! I saw Beth Moran. I should have told her.
Yeah, you got all the experience. John, yeah.
I think John Bittman just should not speak for him. But
I think he'd be dying to do that.
Was that a yes? Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even get any of that. What was her response?
I said I'm leaving town.
Oh, okay. Sundown. hey, whoever, please, welcome, and bring your wisdom with you, and let's do it.
Yeah, this may take a little effort because it sounds like we're to that point where we don't want to break, we want to fix. So, right. as many people as we can get on that committee that we're going to want on there to help Dennis.
Yes, I do see this as not ordinary. Compared right. to many years in the yeah. past.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'll
help you.
Okay, great.
There you go.
I was going to say, and I'll give you a hand, but it has to be after 5:30 at night.
Okay, Heather, what's your phone number? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's 203.
Yeah.
314.
I'm sorry. I'm losing you.
All right, hold on. 314. 1974.
Okay, Heather. Okay, Heather.
Better?
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So now that we do recognize, so now we better thank Karen because she alerted us. We better start looking at this stuff.
Yeah.
So
listen, this is in my head always. So I mean, I'm never that far away because I can't be. So it's not as if, we're in big trouble.
Okay. Now, nothing else has popped up that we should be alerted about. Everything else is quiet as far as we could tell?
Right.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Do we have anything else that has to come before the board tonight then? We'll get the minutes for last month. We'll get them at before the next one, I'm sure. And then we can accept the minutes at that time. I think we all remember what was on there. We had a couple of two votes or something like that, but when we get there. So,
all right. So if there's nothing else, I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:35.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor of adjournment? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. It was quick.
Happy, healthy to you, everybody.
You too. You too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Right. Good night.
Tongue-tied. Struggling with words sometimes.